the most accurate guy in the world, but they are running the ball real well. That means coming up a lot.
We just got to be keyed into the run game, the different things that they try to do. They have that read option going, and they run the ball out of a, you know, traditional set as well, very well, and they've been doing it very efficiently. So that's one of the things that we have to key in on, and don't let him beat us while we're keying in on the run. Let him beat us with his arm at the same time.
Is the game different with these guys, no matter what the record? I mean, it seems to get a little emotional.
Yeah, I mean, it's a division game. There's always going to be a lot of motion. It's going to be a highly competitive game. I mean, they know us, we know them. So it's just going to be about who wants it more on Sunday.
Why do you think that is? I mean, you guys have had some battles with the Saints, with the Buccaneers, but this one seems to be even more contentious.
I don't know, man. I don't want to say there's any bad blood between us, but, I mean, maybe we just like playing against each other. We really like to turn up against each other and play hard and get after it, and I don't think this game would be any different.
You said that you would, you know, you want to try to make Cam Newton do it with his arm. Is that because you think that's probably the weakest part of his game?
I wouldn't say the weakest part of his game, but he is definitely more adept at making plays with his feet, extending plays, and getting the ball down the field to his receivers. So we definitely got to make him as one-dimensional as we can. We don't want to let him have a dynamic performance out there.
Can you see the difference, Thomas, in his development this year versus previous years?
Yeah, he's passing the ball better. He seems more comfortable in the pocket, and he knows his offense even more so than he has in the past. So that level of comfort is really a huge thing for quarterbacks, especially in this league, and he's really playing very comfortable back there.
Two areas of emphasis for your defense this offseason was control the middle of the field from the tight ends, but also try to defend quarterbacks like Cam Newton. What makes you confident you guys will be better at that as opposed to the results you guys had last year against Kaepernick and Wilson?
Because, like you said, we put that work in throughout the course of the offseason. We've been, you know, in May we were 20-some-odd weeks from seeing a running quarterback, but we were still working on that read zone stuff. So we put in the work. We know what it looks like. We know how we're supposed to defend it. Now we got to go execute.